I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew 10, 40 to 42. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. If anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
Words receive, inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, we ask for your inspiration and your guidance for today. Give your words. Speak your words. Salitain mo ang iyong mga salitang nagbibigay buhay, nagbibigay lakas, nagbibigay paghihilom. Pero ang iyong ding mga salita na nagbibigay hamon sa bawat isa sa amin. May you speak to us today through this unworthy and imperfect vessel of yours. Speak in me, to me, and through me, your unworthy servant, so that your words of life and of the Spirit may be planted upon the hearts and lives of your queer children who all gathers here, and that those seeds may bear fruits, fruits of the same life and Spirit. May the words that I speak be not of my words, but yours. O eternal flame, light of God, source of life and healing. This we pray in the many holy and loving names and in Jesus Christ. We say, Amen. So yung lectionary reading today is the last portion of the Chapter 10 of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. And basically, ang ano dyan, yung buong chapter 10 ng Matthew is Jesus sending the apostles to go, bring the good news, the message to everyone. So tinawag niya yung 12 apostles at sinend niya. Sa unang part ng Matthew 10, ang sinasabi pa doon, Jesus gave them the power and authority to cast out demons and heal the sick, you know, bring the good news to everyone. Yung reading today is yung dulo, nakabalik na silang lahat and all, and sinasabi nga ni Jesus, sino man yung tumanggap sa inyo, tumanggap sa inyo bilang propeta, tumanggap sa inyo bilang the righteous person, they will never lose their reward. Okay, so basically yan yung reading. Or the chapter 10 where our reading is. And then before the reading, before chapter 10, the last part of chapter 9 of Matthew, may sinasabi din dun si Jesus na, so bago niya sinend yung mga apostoles pa wherever, The last portion of chapter 9 says, hindi ko lang kung nagre-reklamo si Jesus dito, no, or stating a fact. Ang sabi niya, the workers are few, but the harvest is plenty. And basically, kung hahanasin ko yung hanas ni Jesus ngayon, ang daming ganap, kakaunti tayo. Yun yung hanas niya in chapter 9. The last part of chapter 9. And then, after niya hanasin yon, I send you out. I give you authority and power. I send you out. Ang reading natin today, yung sabi, anyone who has welcomed you does not lose reward. Now, itong preaching na, itong anong to, reading na ito, at yung buong chapter 10 na yan, is usually, siyempre, yan yung ginagamit sa mga maraming traditional churches, mainstream churches, especially evangelical church, especially Pentecostal churches, para sumakay ng bus, merong ano, may speaker, no, to evangelize the world. Okay? To evangelize everyone. At baka sakaling merong ma-convert at sumali sa ating simbahan. No? From the other churches. Ganyan. Although minsan, kasi nga, diba, sa UTS ako, nag-aral. Nung dati, nung nagbumabiyahe, pag Sunday, babiyahe kami ni Kakay papuntang Cubao, magbabas kami. Meron yan, may sumasakay na, ano, tapos minsan napapaisip ako, kung kayong mga bakla kaya, ano, mag-bus to bus, di ba? Mag-evangelize. Or kahit hindi bus to bus, sa MRT. Diba? Sa MRT, mag-evangelize. Ganyan. Diba? Hindi, before nga, nung ano, nung before the pandemic. Diba? So ang nung tinignan ko tong ano, nakakatawa siya, pero what does, lalo na pag i-end, you know, Pride Month ends. Kasi ito yung reading. What does it really mean kung sakaling i-apply natin itong chapter 10 ng Matthew sa atin bilang queer Christians? What does it mean? And how is it for us to be given authority and power and then to be sent out and declare good news as queer Christians? Paano kaya yon? Kailangan ba sumakay ng bus? Di naman siguro. Diba? Di naman kailangan sumakay ng bus at mga kapatid, ang lahat ng mga bakla ay mahal ng Diyos. What does it mean for us to declare good news? And hindi lang good news. Remember, the authority that was given is to heal and to cast out demons. What does it mean for us as queer people, followers of Jesus, to go out, declare good news, to heal, and to cast out demons? Paano siya? Spirit of homophobia! I cast you out. Nakakatawa, but that's true. And that's what we have been doing for the last 16 years. Ang lakas lang ng demon, no? Boss fight. So we are, yung sinasabi nga kanina, no, masaya tayo, community tayo. But this community has been doing that somehow. Bring the good news of God's love, God's freedom to queer people, to you. To you, because once upon a time you were not really part of this community, but came here, heard the message, became part of the community. You heard the good news. I guess some parts, hindi man lahat, some parts have been healed. Kung hindi man lahat. And the healing continues. And the exorcism continues. The exorcism of internalized homophobia, of internalized transphobia, biphobia, misogyny. And then what does it mean to go out and do the same outside? pag hindi tayo magkakasama bilang simbahan. As an individual Christian who goes to work, who goes home, who has other friends outside, how do we continue to do the mission that Jesus, the authority that was given to us and the mission that Jesus has given us to bring the good news to others? Yeah, and I guess that's what also we have been doing, because even if you do that outside as an individual, sometimes people of this community will interact with each other and say, you know, can you help with this? Can you do this? What do you think about this? Even sa group chat nyo. But that is an important question. Because if we say that we are diba, the word Christian means followers of Jesus, followers of the Christ. So if we are followers of the Christ, how do we translate that? How do we embody that in terms of bringing the message of good news? And what is the good news? Ito yung sinasabi, kasi the good news for other churches, and I do not totally, hindi naman ako super nagdi-disagree. Somewhat lang, somewhat disagree. So they proclaim Jesus so that they can convert people to Christianity. Okay? To some degree, that's fine. Okay? To a certain degree. But what does it really mean to proclaim Jesus? What does it really mean to say, for Jesus to be good news? Does it mean to say the literal Jesus? Pwede. But can it also mean to say, saying the good news even without saying the name of Jesus? Is that possible? Is it possible that the good news, that sometimes, not, siyempre minsan, andun talaga si Jesus. The word Jesus, the name Jesus, doctrines, etc. ganyan. But there are also situations in people's lives where the good news does not necessarily mean having the actual word Jesus in it. But Jesus is nonetheless there. Is that possible? Is that something that you are already doing without being aware of it? Because, ang sabi, I'm here to declare good news, sabi ni Jesus in Luke chapter 4. As per the prophet Isaiah. But what is the good news of Jesus? What is the commandment of Jesus? What is the heart of everything that ever Jesus said and did? I give you this commandment, you should love one another as I have loved you. The night before he was to be crucified in the Gospel of John. You will be known, makikilala kayong tagasunod ko, if you have love for one another. And so there are many situations in life where even if you do not even say the name of Jesus, but if you stand as a person who will love, who will sacrifice, who will serve, who will go to Makati Police, kahit na pagod na ang katawang lupa mo, kahit ayaw mo, let's be honest, who wants to? Example, yung magkakaroon ng sauna ulit, no? At I usually go there or in labor, ano to, May Labor Day. Who wants to go to a rally? Kahit maski yung mga nagra-rally, marami doon ayaw pumunta sa rally. but we go. I go. Many of my friends in seminary go. Because to be a follower of Jesus is not necessarily to speak the name of Jesus, but to be Jesus in times that it is required, in times that it is that we need to be there, that I need to be there, that you need to be there. And that is the true test of what it means to be a good news. No, not to say the good, to be a good news. To be the living good news. The true test of it is kahit ayaw mo, kahit masakit sa'yo, pero kung alam mo sa puso mo na ito yung tama at dapat gawin, to show up, to give, to serve, even if sometimes if ayoko na. And that's what it means to go, to be sent out as a follower of Jesus. And kaya, actually yung reading ngayon, hindi ko rin masyadong gusto yung reading when it says reward. Kasi sinabi dun, di ba? Anyone who welcomes you as a prophet or as a righteous person will never lose their reward. Ang tamang, hindi ko kukontradict si Jesus nagsabi nun eh. But the point of it, may reward. But that's not the point of it all. The right thinking as a follower of Jesus, may reward man o wala. Kung may reward, salamat. Kung wala, okay lang. Yeah. Oh. So the reward might not necessarily be something that you will benefit or hindi siya reward. Kasi pag sinabing reward, ang isip palagi material wealth, blessing, etc. The reward might be many other things. And the other things might also be that what you did, what the message that you brought to one person, several people, will change their life. From a life of fear, a life of double life, di ba? Yung praise the Lord, hallelujah. Straight ako. May girlfriend ako. Pero sabi niya sa boyfriend niya, huy, secret lang tayo, ha? From that life to a life that I am proud to be gay. I'm sorry to those that I have harmed. I'm sorry to those that I have harmed so that I can survive. But now I'm proud to be out. And I am still Christian. Maybe the reward, sabi ni Jandy, the reward of some of us is particularly a life that has been changed. Not necessarily something that benefits us. So as we tapos na ang Pride Month. Hindi natatapos ang Pride sa Pride Month. At sabi ko nga, malaki ang pasasalamat ko at natin lahat sa bawat isa sa lahat ng ganap nitong nakaraang Pride. Sa lahat, hindi ko na iisa-isahin. Kayo, kilala nyo na, pati sa team bahay. Kilala nyo na ang mga sarili ninyo. As again, the reward is not about being mentioned. Sa lahat na nag-contribute, nagbigay, maski pera, nagpagod, galing pa sa malalayong lugar, salamat. Pero ang sabi ko, more than that, is that this church, week after week, and in all of its challenges as a small DIY church na mga baklang ang sakit sa ulo minsan. Ay, actually, noon yon. Ngayon, hindi na pala masyado ngayon. Hindi na masyado ngayon. Yes. So so salamat hindi lang sa Pride Month but the everyone's effort and presence to make sure that Open Table MCC continues its collective mission, you know, to evangelize, bring the good news, to change lives, hearts, minds, and histories, to remove demons from our bodies. And to bring healing or to offer healing. And that sa lahat ng iyan, sabi ko nga dun sa prayer kanina, that is where the presence of God is. At ang sinasabi ng professor ko sa New Testament, si Revelation Belunta, Emmanuel, God with us, is only and always experienced with the warm presence of another person. Kung iisipin nyo, lahat ng mga pinagdaanan nyong mahihirap na masasakit na pinagdaanan nyo sa buhay, at minsan yung nasabi, ang presensya ng Diyos ay nasa inyo, tumulong sa inyo, inihaon kayo doon. If you think really about and remember it, there was one or two persons who were always there and they were the warm bodies of what Emmanuel actually means. And so let us preach the good news with or without the name of Jesus. Be the good news. Heal others as we heal ourselves. Exorcise. And be Emmanuel to one another and to many others outside this community. To be the living presence of God in this world. Amen.